Thank you for calling Bacon Cardiff. This is Steve.
Steve, hey, it's Todd Bergeron.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Doing all right. So it's Friday, so it can't be that bad.
Yeah, exactly. Cruise there. Anything good planned for the weekend?
This weekend coming up, not really. Probably just going to be a relaxed one, really. Hanging out with my girlfriend, that's about it. Not too much. How about yourself?
Yeah, heading to Lollapalooza.
Oh, Lollapalooza, wow. Right on.
Yeah.
That'll be a good time.
Yep.
Going with some friends or just...
Yeah, my sister, her and I usually do this, so, yeah.
Oh, right on.
Down there right now. Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. All right, so what can I help you with today, Todd?
So what do you got? You got your email piqued my interest. I'm really trying to figure out what to do with some equipment that I bought before that I'm kind of trying to refinance. I basically borrowed money from a buddy, and I got to pay him off. And just trying to figure out what kind of options you guys got.
Okay. Well, what are you looking to do? Are you trying to reconsolidate?
Yeah, sort of. I mean... So let me see if I can give you a short version. I'm trying to think of how you actually came across me, or was it just like a blanket and you happened to catch me?
No. The way we come across you guys is it's based off of your lending history, like through the DNB credit profile. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I've got the main operating company I've got is called Alpha Networks. We acquired, at January 1, we acquired a company called Excel. We acquired the assets of Excel, the entire operation. We just didn't acquire the entity. We acquired everything out of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And we do cell tower construction and maintenance and repair.
Mm-hmm.
Excel's been a $40, $50 million company last year, though. Terrible year. They did about 17, 18. We came in and bought it on the cheap and are now trying to build it back up. So it's got a few million in assets, you know, equipment, inventory, all that kind of material, supplies, all that kind of stuff. And we've got a business that's got, whatever, 1.5 million of AR and 1 million of work in progress, against about $1 million of accounts payable. Although we have a senior facility for $5 million. That's what's given us the money to acquire it and to basically operate it for the 7 months we've now owned it. So there's some possibilities and opportunities with that. Separately, my partner and I that's bought the company, our like holding company, acquired some assets from another company in the same business that was going out of business. So we took a deep discount. They took a deep discount. We bought a bunch of equipment that we've basically been using at Alpha, but Alpha's not really paid for it, nor have we contributed in as, you know, kind of paid in equity into the business. Because mm-hmm. I borrowed money from a buddy of mine to acquire those assets and that equipment, and now I'm just looking to basically pay him off.
Okay. How much did you borrow?
So, $250, and it's, you know, I got to get him about $200. We paid off some of it, so I got to get him about $200.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So you're just pretty much just trying to pay off your friend. Okay.
For this particular piece, I mean, we've got bigger needs and bigger... I mean, I don't know what your capabilities are or whatever, but I mean, we're trying to recap out our senior right now and mm-hmm. put a $2 to $3 million revolving facility. So we'd like to recap and actually do about an $8 million deal with Alpha. This is just a little piece that we've kind of got on the side that we're just trying to figure out like how to clean up.
Yeah. Okay. I gotcha. So just trying to fix that little thing first. Okay.
Yep.
Well. The nice thing with us, you know, is we are a relationship-based bank. So, you know, once you start doing business with us and things like that, you know, you get a little bit better terms and better rates and all that stuff, which we'll get into here, I'm sure, here soon. The nice thing with the borrowed money thing is, are you familiar with working capital?
What do you mean, Ron?
Like, you know how it works? No, working cap,
yeah.
The capital loans. Okay. So we have the same, you know, capital loans, what we can do. We usually go off about 10 to 15% off of your top line revenue. So what were your gross annual sales like last year, if you don't mind me asking?
We're about 17 or 18. And we're doing about $1 million a month right now.
Oh, nice. Okay. So yeah, so perfect. So I mean, if you're looking for $250K, is that what you're looking for? Is that what you need or is that what you want?
No, look, to clean up the one piece, I need $200,000 for that. I'm looking to try and just get that taken care of, and I'm kind of off my back so my buddy doesn't keep looking at me sideways and wondering when he's ever going to get it back. So, yeah, that's one little quick piece that I'm trying to take care of. Grander scheme is, yeah, I want to. We want to put $8 to $10 million together to recap out our current senior, which is kind of really expensive money and was designed to be just short term. So we want to take them out. We need a revolving working capital line because we could double. The business if we had a revolving line in place. We could double in literally in a month. We can go from $1 to $2 million overnight.
Oh wow! Okay. Okay, so yeah, I mean, do you know, I'm just going to ask you some questions here just to get a better idea of what how the health of the business is and stuff like that. How would you rate your credit? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Middle-ish.
Middle-ish?
Yeah, low. Okay. We'll go low middle-ish.
All right. Do you know, like, the ballpark, like the number at all?
I'm trying to think when I ran it last. 670.
Okay. Okay, so you're just below like the national average. So that's good. That's fine.
And I know my partner just was just over 700.
Okay. So yeah, so you guys are fine. The nice thing with us too is that, you know, we base it more off of your gross annual sales more so than what your credit looks like. I mean, credit is a factor, okay, but it's not that big of one.
Sure.
How long have you guys been in business?
Well, so the company we bought's been around for 13 years.
Okay.
The company that we started we started it late last year. I mean, it was a brand new entity that was formed, and then we acquired a 13-year-old business into it.
Okay.
So that can be a little funky because it's not the same tax ID number, you know, for 13 years. It's a new tax ID number, but it's a 13-year-old operation.
Okay. And are you 50-50, like, owners?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, have you looked anywhere else for, like, financing or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the middle of talking to a bunch of different groups. Our seniors being a huge pain in the ass. I mean, yeah. We had a $3 million revolving facility set up, ready to go, everything docked, everything ready, everybody on board. And the last piece with our senior lenders is signing an intercreditor agreement between the two of them, and they balked, even though it was the plan for 4 months. So they balked at the last hour. So we couldn't close on that $3 million line, and now we're sitting here scratching our heads going, well, we need this revolving facility to really be able to operate one and B, grow. And now we're looking at a senior lender being a roadblock to that and trying to now go, okay, how can we scratch that the hell out? What does it take 2 million?
Yeah,
okay. So now we're trying to figure out a way to, like, get them out entirely, or at least get them bought down to a point where they'll go subordinate to a new senior. So they said that would be, if we took them out, about a half. So they're in for $5.25 million. I think if we got that, like, down to $2.5 million or in that ballpark, they would then be willing to subordinate to a new senior.
Okay. Who was that with? Do you know, what's the name of the company?
It's some TTA. It's a hedge fund.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's not like a traditional bank or anything. It's a hedge fund.
Okay.
We knew kind of the, you know, it was always going to be short term just to get the company bought and get it going for a little while and then try and take them out. We just didn't realize it'd be such a pain in our ass along the way.
I gotcha. Okay. So we have pretty much the same thing. I mean, you know, working capital, we can probably get you revolving and do all of that stuff. Short-term loans, just like exactly what you're looking for, pretty much.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to see here. When do you need it by, like, ASAP?
Well, I mean, it's always the sooner the better. I mean,
right. Okay.
There aren't any hard deadlines. I mean, the sooner we get that, I mean, we were expecting to close on that revolving facility a month ago. So now we're scrambling and, you know, every day we're just losing more business that we could be doing. You know, and just cash flow is always just a constant battle as we're trying to pull in AR and, you know, pay the payables that we need to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is, you know, as quickly as we can get it, we would take it. But understand everything takes time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the nice thing, too, is that, you know, we can actually just see what you look like on paper. Like, if I send you an email with all the information I need.
Sure. Obviously, we have all of that because we do monthly reporting back to our senior right now. So, I mean, every bit of information you possibly want, you would have in 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So, why don't we do this, then? Why don't we just... because I actually have a meeting with my underwriters today. So if I send you the email with the information I need, it's really simple paperwork too. It's just like the application. I'm going to have to get your and your partner's signature though, because you guys are both 50-50.
Yeah.
The bank statements from the past 6 months, if you want to, you can do up to 12 months. And then just your most recent tax return. Off of those three things, we can see what you look like. I'll talk to my underwriters and I can actually just, you know, probably give you a lot better ideas of what we can do.
Okay.
How does that sound? Do you want to do that?
That's fine. Shoot me that list. Given the fact that I'm literally like heading into a day-long concert, it might be Monday before I can really get it all actually to you.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, if you want to wait until Monday or if you want to give it to me today, it's totally up to you, however you want to do it. It's at your pace.
Send me the list of what you need, and then I will get it to you basically as you know, whenever I have 20 minutes to sit in front of my computer, pull up the files, and shoot them to you. I've got everything you just asked for I have. I just got to literally have to pull it all up and send it to you and fill out that app. I mean, it'd be...
Sure.
I just need a half hour in front of my computer, but that might not happen until Monday.
Yeah, I gotcha. You're not bringing the computer to Lollapalooza? I'm just kidding.
No.
Right on. Is this the one up in Texas or is this the one up in
Chicago? I live in Chicago.
Okay. Yeah, see, I was I've been to that one actually in Chicago. I have a bunch of family up there and I've been to the Lollapalooza. It's awesome.
Yep.
It's fun.
Good time. Yep.
All right. Okay, so I'll send you this.
Great. Okay.
And then we'll go from there, man. I'll be in touch with you.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Thanks, Todd, for getting back to me. I really do appreciate it. Yeah, of course.
You bet.
Have fun, Lollapalooza.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. See ya.